T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi, finishing up our conversation about Frisco Vini. I just got done with music co-directors Misha Stearns and Chris Lizette. We now turn to sales and beneficiary director Matt Denny. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me, man. I really appreciate it. I hate saying the word beneficiary because I don't feel like I say it correctly. Say it for me.
Beneficiary.
All right. So I think I am saying it correctly. All right. So now I don't feel so foolish. What do you do for Frisco Vini?
So really, my role is making sure we have a sales platform and all the everything we need in order to sell tickets and make sure things run smoothly on that end. I also have worked this year with selecting a new beneficiary for who we donate the money to.
So you were a part of that selection process?
Yeah. So really what I did was selected a list of beneficiaries and we narrowed it down to four. And we had a day where we brought them all in and they did a presentation for our selection committee. And we got together the model behaviors people and some other people who have been important in the Frisco Vini process. And we listened to presentations and selected our next year's beneficiary.
I'm interested in that process. And the beneficiary this year is Boys and Girls Club of Collin County. It's a great organization, but that is a lot of responsibility. So you said that you had a bunch of them, and then you narrowed it down to four. What number did you start with? How many were you trying to look at first?
Well, I think we had 12 or 15. And to be honest, you could select 50 or 60. There's so many good causes out here and really are.
There really are a lot of great organizations. This is tough work, trying to figure out who you want to work with.
It is. And what we've done is we've tried to share the donations, and over multiple years, we want to have different organizations. You know, maybe 1 or 2 years we have the same organization and then we change it up so we can share around.
I wasn't sure about that. A lot of organizations, it's pick or choose. Mm-hmm. You need to figure out, are you going to stick with this organization? And some people love that benefit, or some people say bounce around a little bit. So Frisco Vini wants to work with somebody maybe a couple years and then move to somebody new.
Yeah, exactly. We think we can make an impact and really kind of spur some initiatives they have. And really the setup is we want to benefit kids and people in need. So just seeing how we can impact communities is really cool for us.
What was it about the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County that you liked? You know, you saw all these presentations and there was dozens of other possibilities. What were some of the things that really stood out to you, why you wanted to help make sure that this organization got money?
The biggest thing for us is the way that the organization was run. They were really selfless and they've got the kids' best interests at heart. And I know there's so many organizations that do that, but the way they came and presented, and it feels like they know every kid by name and they know what their money is going towards. And when we ask them, hey, how is this money going to be used? They know what their needs are. And, you know, they have kids come in after school and their real focus is making the kids be the best they can and help them reach their potential. And I think that's something when we look at why Frisco Vini started, is something that Kelly would be proud of.
How long have you been with Frisco Vini?
Since the start.
Since you have been here since the start.
Since 2016. And,
okay, so watching it evolve to what it is now, is it crazy to think about how this, because, you know, if you're there from the first one, you're probably part of the idea stage.
Yeah.
And then you're now talking about thousands of people showing up. So what has that been like?
Oh, it's amazing. It's something that I don't think I ever could have pictured what it was going to be. And even every year I go, I'm involved in the planning process and I turn up and I'm amazed at what it turns out like. It's amazing and it's so surprising what we're able to do.
Does it feel real when you show up to something like that after so much planning and work? And, you know, like we were saying earlier, you don't know how many are going to be there until you walk up yourself and get to see it.
No, exactly. I mean, the first year we had 3,000 people. The next year we had 4,500, and that was with some inclement weather. And I think if we didn't have the inclement weather, it would have been even more. This year we're targeting 6,000 plus, and
it's like everything. If you see it on paper and you see it come to life, and you see, you know, walking around this carnival concourse and all these kids dressed in Halloween clothes, you've got people on stilts that are 12 feet tall, and the you know, the fashion show, we had fire eaters and sword swallowers, and just it's kind of like a dream when you're there. It's pretty special.
Is there any fear in your mind of this getting too big over the next couple of years? You always want to think about an event or any organization, the bigger, the better. Mm-hmm. But especially when you're event planning, all of a sudden 15,000 people show up. Great. But also, whoa. So is this one of those things where you guys are planning for this just to get bigger and bigger?
I think so. I don't think anybody in the group has limitations on what they want it to be. It's from everything, from the volunteers, from the people setting it up, even to the stadium and the people they've got on staff setting it up. The sky's the limit, I think.
Matt Denny is the sales and beneficiary director of Friscovania. This event happening October 27th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Details on their website, friscovania.com. Let's talk about your involvement with this. You said that you were there at year one. How did you get involved with Friscovania?
So my wife is a behaviorist. She's part of the Model Behaviors group.
Okay.
And, you know, it's something that I've seen her be involved in and grow. And it started a group of people, and it turned into a group of friends, and now when you see them, it's family, and it's amazing to see. It's a real strong group of people, passionate group of people, and they asked me to help out with Friscovania because I have experience with ticket sales through my day job with FC Dallas, and you know, when I got the opportunity, I was excited to be a part of this great group of people. So,
were you responsible for bringing in FC Dallas?
No. Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, if your wife is part of Model Behaviors and you work for FC Dallas, so there's another connection.
So the connection really is Tony Munoz Hunt and Dan Hunt is they actually own FC Dallas.
That's right.
And
so
that's why we've been able to utilize Toyota Stadium. And it's something that to put on this event and be able to give so much money back to the charities, it's not something we could do through another venue. And we're just fortunate to be able to have that.
Is charity and working with nonprofits a part of FC Dallas as a culture?
Oh, it's a huge part, yeah. We have a foundation set up, and it's a huge part of the organization, being able to give back. And every year we donate a field to a community partner and some underserved community where they actually build a soccer field and are able to utilize that and have the opportunity to play soccer. We also have a big Special Olympics game every year. Where
that's right. There is a huge event for you guys out there.
Yeah, and these Special Olympics athletes are just phenomenal. They get to really feel like they are a professional player. They usually play a game in the stadium and a game on the road. There's no aspect of the day where they're not treated like a professional. They come in, they do a photo shoot. The player introductions is just like it is for FC Dallas team, and the support is amazing.
Had you worked with groups like this before?
Not directly, no.
So this is so Friscovania and these kind of things with FC Dallas, that is your first foray, let's say, into charitable and nonprofit organizations?
Absolutely.
Has that been what you expected? Has it changed you a little bit?
You know, it's part of the growth, and I think it has helped me grow as a person. And, you know, when I first started with this process, I was, I've got three kids now, and you know, you start to see your life change, and what you want to do and be part of is really important. So it's just amazing to be able to be part of this organization.
How much do your kids look forward to this?
Oh, my gosh. So they talk about it all year. And, you know, I was thinking about it actually driving up here. My son's pretty shy, my oldest son, when it comes to standing in front of people and doing stuff. And the first year we had to have the fashion show. So the kids get to walk the red carpet and have the Halloween, you know, contest.
Sure.
And I said, "You want to do that?" And he's like, "No." And then he looked at it for about a minute and he's like, "Daddy, I want to do this." And he talked about it for a month and he just had the best time.
How old are they?
So my oldest son is 5. My daughter is 4. And then I have a 9-month-old boy as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So the whole family is involved with this organization and this event. How does your wife fit into Friscovania?
So she actually sets up the carnival concourse. She's involved in that with a couple of others, and just from everything from building the games to the day of game setup. It's awesome. I mean, they have so many different games that kids can play, and they get candy, and it's like trick or treating, but they get to play games as well. So it's really fun.
I think a lot of events like this, they say it's for the whole family, but it kind of swings one way. This is for kids or this is for adults. Friskovania actually sounds right mm-hmm. down the middle, where adults are going to have fun at this and kids are really going to have fun with that.
Yeah.
Is this the way that you see this event?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's we had some family members come to Friskovania last year, and they couldn't stop talking about the fashion show, you know, and the parents were talking about the kids playing the games. So it's really a all-encompassing event that everyone has fun at. And the things you think is set for one age, it's, you know, sometimes it's the whole other component is the adults like the kids stuff and the kids like the adult stuff. It's a lot of fun.
So you guys do have this big fashion show that happens at the end of Friskovania. Yeah. What did you know about fashion before all of this? Were you a part of this world? Because you said your wife was with Model Behavior, so I'm sure that she did, but did you?
Very little, very little. I think when I was like 5 or 6, I did some modeling for like tracksuits or something, but not...
Please tell me you have those photos somewhere.
No, I don't. I don't. But in terms of modeling, I know nothing. And I didn't know what to expect. You know, it's when people think modeling, you think it's just someone walking up and down a runway, and this is far beyond that. It's live music, lighting, sound, and just... They're not just walking up and down.
The amount of production involved is high level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like nothing you have ever seen. And I love... For example, Cirque du Soleil, and I get the same feeling walking out of this just in pure entertainment value than I do when I go see a show like that.
Ringing endorsement. Matt Denny is the sales and beneficiary director for Friskovania. Let's talk about the money that you guys are raising. Now, to get into this event, it's $15,
correct,
free for kids under 2 years of age. This isn't so much as a entrance fee, let's say. It's a donation. We're raising money for the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County. Do you guys have an idea of how much money you're going to be donating? Is that something you guys talk about publicly?
So we don't really know until the event's obviously done, and we don't know how many people are going to turn up. So it does vary on that. But I know that from the 2 years that we have been doing this event, we've raised over $250,000. Which is just
for
phenomenal.
Over the last 2 years,
yes.
Over $250,000.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, for these organizations, that's going to make a huge impact. Is that something that you're proud of seeing? I mean, it's got to make you feel good with all the work that you guys put into this, raising that kind of money for organizations that really aren't that huge. It's got to feel good.
It feels amazing to be a part of it, and it's one of those things. It's to be able to be a part of something that's bigger than what you could do on your own, and see it's just a great group of people teaming together to be able to do that. It gives you such satisfaction, and all these people that work on Friskovania, they are just working purely out of passion. They're working so hard to make it happen, and it's very satisfying.
There seems to be a familial kind of fraternal feel about Friskovania and Model Behaviors. Is that how you would describe these two groups? That there's like kind of a brotherhood or a sisterhood, let's say, between all the people that work on it. Everybody really seems to get along and seriously to take it seriously as an organization, but also each other.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head. They're like family. It's nice to see from, you know, I'm not part of Model Behaviors, but I'm part of Friskovania, and seeing it from the outside, they are family, all these people involved in Model Behaviors. And even Friskovania, it's a family thing now.
Talk to me about some of the things that people should get excited about when they're talking about Friskovania. What can people expect when they show up to this event?
First and foremost, it's just an amazing event for the family. You've got the carnival games for the kids. We've got face painters, virtual reality, the fashion show. We've got food trucks there, live music, and this year is going to be the first year where we will actually be inside the National Soccer Hall of Fame. So this is a close to $60 million project that has been under construction for 2 years, and if you've not seen it recently, it
is absolutely
phenomenal. I
haven't been out there to check it out, but I really want to go down there. It's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, we've got to get you out. So it's amazing. If you drove down Main Street and you haven't driven down there for 6 months, 7 months, it will blow your mind. It is absolutely phenomenal. When you walk in, There's a huge club space. There's a new team store. We've got new locker rooms there. The actual Hall of Fame experience is going to have over 40 interactive experiences from, you know, gesture control or gesture recognition, facial recognition, virtual reality. The Women's World Cup trophies that they have won are going to be actually housed there. It's a huge deal, oh, wow. Not only for FC Dallas, but North Texas as a whole.
Were you there at FC Dallas when they announced that the Hall of Fame was going to be here in Frisco?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that crazy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's such an amazing privilege to have it here, but just the vision on how they've actually constructed it. You know, just to have it here is one thing, but when you see the plans and how it's looking and finished out, it's just remarkable. And it's something that, you know, everybody's going to be able to check out and be like, there is nothing like this anywhere else.
Is the project completely finished, or is there still some portions of it that are kind of in the works?
Yeah, it's still under construction now. We've got the lower level club open and the seats we've utilized for games. The upper level is still under construction. That will be completed the weekend of October 20th. So the grand opening is that weekend. We're going to have the induction ceremony for the new class of 2018.
Wow.
We're opening it up with an Imagine Dragons concert. And then the day after, on the 21st, there's going to be a FC Dallas game against Sporting Kansas City.
So you kind of got a busy week there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the following week is Friscovania. So they keep busy over at the stadium.
That's really, really exciting. Just real quick, how does it feel to be a part of soccer in North Texas? Things are growing in the area as well as in the country. Has it been exciting for you to see the way it's going? There's a big change even over the last, let's say, 5 years for how people are receptive to the sport and just understanding it, being a part of it. Has it been amazing to see that? Is it exciting?
Yeah. I mean, that's really the reason I got involved with FC Dallas. I got such a passion for the sport and to see the way it's grown. I've been at FC Dallas since 2010. And the
really?
Way the sport has grown, yeah. The way the sport has grown, it's just night and day. It's everything. It's the stadiums, the teams, the players, the fans are more educated, the passion's there, and it's just remarkable. And you see, you know, like the World Cup happened this year and the passion around the sport, I think it's the best sport in the world, and I'm biased, but but you know.
Well, the atmosphere is growing, I know, out there, and support for the team has definitely been up, so it's got to be a lot of fun to just be part of it.
Yeah, the games are phenomenal, and you know, people come out and they can like soccer and they enjoy it, and if they don't, they're like, wow, I can't believe I haven't been out. And they come out for other games and talk about it with their family. The quality of play on the field is getting so much better, and it's exciting. It's entertaining, and we've got two games left this season. We're hoping for a long playoff run, and yeah, if you haven't come checked it out, you got to come see it.
I've been speaking with Matt Denny. He's the sales and beneficiary director for Friscovania. This event happening October 27th, which is a Saturday, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets still available, $15 a piece. It's all going down at Toyota Stadium with access to the National Soccer Hall of Fame. It's been great speaking with you. I really appreciate your time today. One more time, that website, friscovania.com. Matt, thank you, man.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.